Do you ever use that in your talk?
I have.
All right. What would you say here? If you had been running a lot and I might ask you, why are you out of breath? You would say, I was feeling so happy I ran a mile. I blank all the way home.
I ran all the way home.
All right. Horses gallop, but people
trot. Run.
They have blanked a mile every day.
Ran a mile.
Okay. If you didn't know where a man was born, you might ask, where does he blank from?
Originate from.
All right, what about the word come? Let's try it.
Come from.
He blanked in on the train last night.
He came in on the train last night.
He's blanked to our town every month with his goods.
He's come to our town every month.
All right, you may say, I hope to blank you again soon.
I hope to see you again soon.
Uh-huh. We've blanked so little of you this year.
Seen.
You can't get through there. The highway department's got their machines in, and the road's all
closed.
All right. If it was more than closed, so they're working
under construction.
How else would you say that besides under construction?
Building a new road.
Let's say they were digging it all up. You might say the road was all
impassable.
Let's use the word tear. How would you say it? The road was all
tore up.
Okay. You give somebody a bracelet and say to her, why don't you do what?
Wear it.
Why don't you
put it on?
Uh-huh. Or it's getting a little chilly. If you have a sweater, you'd better
put it on.
Okay. Now let's think of this for a minute. You might ask someone, can you blank that?
Beat that.
All right. Or can you, if you're thinking about performing some kind of task, you might say, can you
beat that?
If you jumped 10 feet across the floor, then you might turn around to somebody and say, can you
do that?
Okay. If you're sitting with a friend, not saying anything, and all of a sudden he asks you, what did you say? You'd say, why, I said
nothing.
Then he'd say, oh, I thought you said
something.
And then, I've never heard of blank things.
I never heard of such a thing.
All right. If you've lived in town all your life and somebody asks you, have you lived here long? You would answer, why, I've
lived here all my life.
Or I've blank lived here. I have
lived.
If I ask you how long has the mountain been here, you might say, as far as I know, it's blank been here.
It's been here forever.
Okay, let's use the word before been. It's
been here hundreds.
You'd say, as far as I know, it's
always been here.
Okay, right. All right, let's think for a minute. How long have you been living here? You might say, ever blank I got married.
Ever since I got married.
Uh-huh. And then to this question, it wasn't an accident. He did it
on purpose.
What would you say to show someone that you approved of something, that you agreed with them? You might say, I was just thinking of several words here that you might say.
I agree, or yes, I do. That's right.
Would you ever make any grunting sounds if you agreed with them?
Mm-hmm.
You just did, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if you didn't agree?
I'd say, no, I don't.
Or you might make some other sounds, such as what?
Mm-mm.
Would you make any others?
I might say no.
All right. If you're not sure about something, you don't